You could only be tuned to WRUV-FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV-FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Here at the University of Vermont, we value students' education first and foremost. However, the well-being of our students is just as important to succeed both in and outside of the classroom. One of the best ways to give your body some extra TLC to ensure better well-being includes partaking in some form of exercise. Whether that be going on a walk or run outside as the weather gets warmer, going to the Patrick Gym to play a pickup game of basketball, or trying out a fitness class that UVM's Recreational Center has to offer, your body will thank you for giving it some extra attention. So, the next time you have some free time, check the fitness class schedule for the day, call up a friend to go on a bike ride, or even walk downtown. Your body will appreciate it, and so will you! This is a message from your exercise happy DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM.
Hey, this is Jack from Dead Poets Society, and you're listening to WRUV 90.1 FM, Burlington, Vermont.
People ask me what is life.
What's up, WREV? We just had a little bit of technical difficulties, but this is a very special episode of Exposure. My name is DJ Logue, and we have UVM Songwriter Circle in the building, everybody. This club is literally, like, so special to me, and I'm so glad that, we have someone coming in, that I get the opportunity to interview everybody, share a little bit of our work, and just have great exposure to, no pun intended, to this amazing club. So do you guys want to go around and tell a little bit about yourself and how you joined the club and all that stuff?
Hey, my name's Eden. Wait, do you want us to say anything, like, in particular, or are we just...
No, just...
Okay. I'm a sophomore here at UVM, and I joined this club because these people are so awesome, and I love writing songs with other super talented people, so, yeah.
What's up, WRUV? I'm Henry. I'm a senior at UVM. Sometimes I write songs, and this club is so cool. There's so many incredibly skilled and talented people in this club, and I can't wait to hear what they play today. It's going to be, you guys are in for such a treat. It's going to be great.
What's up with WRUV? It's Cal, and I'm a junior, and this is going to be my third year of being in Songwriter Circle, and I love it so much because it's a space where I can be creative with all these lovely people, and yeah. It's such a great part of my life. So, yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Macklin, and I joined this club because it's super awesome for the community aspect of it, and it's just a great way to share your music and listen to other people's music. And oh, in reference to the club, I make forms in the club. Yeah.
Forms!
Hi everyone, I'm Emily. I also write songs sometimes, and this is the best club at UVM, and everybody's really, really sweet, and you should definitely join it if you haven't.
Hello, I'm Jessie. I'm a first year, and I've been writing songs for a while, and I didn't know this club existed, and then I saw it in the club fair, and I was like, I have to do this, so... and the people are awesome, and yeah, I really love it.
Hello, lovely people. My name is Kaya. I consider myself the first lady of Songwriter Circle because my best friend, Ashna Hilla, is the president, and I'm just here by association. Although I am also a musician, and I love writing songs, and I love learning about people's creative processes, and I love being in a space in which you can bring things that are in progress and get feedback and have a positive experience throughout your whatever your own creative process is. So, Songwriter Circle rocks.
Hi. Yeah. Oh, cool. Hey, it's MJ. I'm in Songwriter Circle, kind of. I love Songwriter Circle because whenever I play my violin for Ellen, she lets me leave the house, and when I do a good job playing the violin, she even throws me a treat afterward. So it's pretty great. I love Songwriter Circle, and you should too.
Yeah! Hi, I'm Ellen. I'm going to be giving MJ a really awesome treat later.
Yes!
I'm a part of Songwriter Circle, and I joined when I saw them at Club Fair when I first got to UVM, and I've been writing songs for a bit before I joined, but they got a whole lot better once I started going to the club. Yeah. So yeah, Songwriter Circle forever.
Yes. What is up, WRUV? Woo!
My name is Ashna, and I am the founder of Songwriter Circle UVM. Thank you very much. I was a part of a Songwriter Circle my freshman year in Seattle when I went to school there, and when I transferred to UVM, I was like, this place doesn't have this, and it needs to, because, yeah, it was such a lovely home, and I'm so grateful for how people have gathered around this club and just become so generous and shared so much in the community, and it's because of everybody's ability to be vulnerable and just, like, I don't know, share stuff so that it keeps it alive. And I am so much better for all these songwriters that are around me, and that's why I love Songwriter Circle. So thank you.
And then I'm Logan. I'm a sophomore. I love UVM Songwriter Circle. It's like my favorite place in the world. Just get to hang out with everybody and create wonderful art and feedback, like Kaya was saying. And we also have amazing traditions. I mean, we play a mean kickball game. Like you guys got to see us on the court. But I remember I actually found – I was talking to Austin about this today – when I was touring UVM, I saw a poster for UVM Songwriter Circle in the music building, and I instantly was like, I need to join this club, and it was a big factor of, like, why I even chose it. So the fact that I'm buddies with Ashna, I'm buddies with the president, man. Like this is awesome, and I'm so grateful for everybody. So yeah, but let's get to some music, because that's what the real people want to hear.
Yeah. The real people. Yeah.
That's what the WRUV listeners are here for. People.
Real people at. Not AI, nah.
No.
This is a bad time to say ChatGPT wrote this song. I'm kidding.
That's really funny. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry, this was an awesome idea to get us on radio, but, like, we're, like, so bouncing off the walls. Yeah. All right. So, the first artist that we have on our list is Ellen, a.k.a. English major, and MJ. So, I want to know, what song are you going to first be singing?
First, we're going to be singing a song called Tell Me. Well, I'll be singing it. MJ, you can sing if you want, but yeah, she'll be playing violin mostly.
She doesn't let me sing anymore. Not after the
incident. Yeah, we can't talk about it.
And how did this song come about?
I wrote this in my dorm last year. I don't know. It's like it's about this one day that I remember being with an old friend. And yeah, that's it, I guess. Mm. Yeah.
Awesome. You want to take it away?
Sure.
Thank you.
No, I don't, and I won't. No, I won't be put down underground. Spent $20 on a book that I hate. I shouldn't have, yet I still took a taste.
Call in at our station at 802-656-4399 for some questions. You can also go into our chat. Get in the chat. Come on. Chat GPT chat, whatever. Ellen, that was amazing.
Thank you.
MJ, that was amazing. What's your next song?
I have to tune my guitar really quickly.
Okay, cool. Take your time.
Oh, God. But, yeah, this next song is called There's Something About a Mountain. And, yeah, it's a little bit about a mountain.
There's something about it, for sure.
There's something about a mountain. And, you know, yeah. I could say something.
Yeah, MJ, I wanted to ask you, what's it like playing an English major? How do you love it?
I love playing an English major. We have so much fun. I get to go to the Radio Bean. I don't know. You kind of scared me with. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Let me tell you about mountains.
Yeah.
That I know. I know.
MJ knows a lot about mountains and rocks.
So you wrote a song about it, I hope.
Ellen didn't consult me on this song.
True.
This song, a little known fact, but in this song, Ellen says that mountains don't move. That's not true. They totally
tectonic
move.
Tectonic plates.
Like, tectonically, right. They totally move.
I feel like I'm wrong about that.
That's
like,
totally... No, it's
okay,
true.
Okay.
Didn't you say they move at least, like, 1 centimeter every year?
They move about the same as the way your fingernails grow.
So does that mean that,
like, everywhere moves?
Yes. All the...